everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Winnie.
So, yesterday we found out that Laura lost her phone.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, she and Tiffany were looking for it.
Okay, so it wasn't in the bathroom. It wasn't on the picnic bench.
No.
So, they checked in the lost and found.
And the attendant asked Laura what kind of phone case she had.
Mm-hmm. Sadly, the attendant couldn't find an iPhone 6 with a pink phone case that has a cat on it.
No, so Laura gave the attendant Tiffany's number just in case someone brought it to the lost and found leader.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to find out what happened to Laura's phone today.
Hopefully.
Will she get her phone back? Let's find out now.
Help! I lost my cell phone.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Laura and Tiffany are sitting on a picnic bench.
I'm so mad at myself. I have to find my cell phone. I have so many photos on it.
How often do you back up your phone?
I back it up once a week.
Don't worry, your pictures will be on your computer.
That's true, but I still hope someone turns in my cell phone.
We have to prepare for the worst. If you can't find your cell phone, you have to cancel your service.
I'll also have to buy a new phone.
Laura,Do you hear that?
That sound is coming from my bag.
Laura digs inside her bag and finds her cell phone.
Why didn't you call your cell phone before we went looking for it?
I forgot.
Laura smiles as Tiffany shakes her head.
Computer. Computer. Ben uses his computer to play games at night. Ben uses his computer to play games at night. Prepare. Prepare. Prepare, prepared, prepared. The class prepared for.2 weeks for the big school show. The class prepared for 2 weeks for the big school show. Cancel. Cancel. We had to cancel the baseball game. It was raining too hard. We had to cancel the baseball game.It was raining too hard. Call. Call. After I moved out, I called my mom every night so she wouldn't worry. After I moved out, I called my mom every night so she wouldn't worry.
So we begin day two of our article with another scenario. The article says, Laura and Tiffany are sitting on a picnic bench.
Crying.
Probably.
一样，今天故事先交代一下这个场景。因为还是没找到手机嘛，所以 Laura 跟 Tiffany 只能坐在 picnic bench. Remember this word from yesterday? 就是坐在野餐椅上，想想啊，现在该怎么办呢？
Okay, well, let's see what Laura has to say. She says, I'm so mad at myself. I have to find my cell phone.
Yeah, I'd be mad at myself too. 对自己生气 if I lost something important, especially it's your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to cancel the old phone, buy a new phone, and probably a new phone case.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you said you lost 3 rings. Ring sounds very important too. Were you mad at yourself?
I was very mad at myself. I was very upset because one of them was a gift from my mother.
Aww.
And I wasn't mad because it was expensive, but because I was so careless with my things.
Yeah.
Now, it's easy to feel this way when you lose something important. Here, Laura tells us why she's mad at herself. She says, I have so many photos on it.
That's true. All the memories.
Mm-hmm.
Especially we all know that Laura takes a lot of pictures all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The photos are gone if she doesn't have the phone anymore.
Okay, well, it's not a good feeling to lose your photos.
People like to look at their pictures to remember funny or interesting moments.
Mm-hmm.
如果照片没了，那也没办法再重新拍啊。所以照片没了真的会很可惜。
Okay, well, this is why Tiffany asks, how often do you back up your phone?
Oh, this sounds like a serious job. Back up your phone. To back up your phone 呢，就是备份你的手机。这感觉蛮复杂的诶。
So, backup is kind of a way of saying save, right?
Right, exactly. 虽然呢，听起来备份资料感觉好像很复杂。It's actually not so difficult as you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of phones back up your information automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So, did Laura back up her phone?
Well, if she did, she'll be okay. And she says, I back it up once a week.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
一周备份一次听起来蛮合理的。
That's actually quite often.
Right.
In fact, I need to start doing that. Now, Tiffany makes Laura feel better here. She says, don't worry, your pictures will be on your computer.
刚刚讲到很多手机都会自动备份，如果备份手机的话，你的照片就不会不见啦。那会存到哪里嘞？当然是 on your computer.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have our first word power word in that sentence. Let's find out more about the noun computer, which is spelled C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R, computer. So we're talking about the noun computer.A computer is a type of electronic machine that can keep and work with a lot of information. We use computers to do lots of things, like work, play games, and because of programs that go on the computer, we can do many different things. All right, as an example sentence, we could say, Ben uses his computer to play games at night. Let's say that one more time.Ben uses his computer to play games at night.
Computer 这个字大家应该熟悉到不行了。很多人会认识这个字因为 they play computer games. 很多人呢可能是要用电脑做报告。They do their homework on their computers. Or even check your Facebook on your computer.、
Mm-hmm.
在脸书就是在电脑上确认你的脸书。例句呢就是大家最熟悉的、啊、用电脑玩游戏。Uses his computer to play games.
Right. There's also a small computer in your smartphones.、
Mm.
That's what makes them smart. All right. Laura knows her pictures are safe, but she's still worried. She says, that's true.But I still hope someone turns in my cell phone.
是没错啦，刚刚讲到手机掉了，可能照片还是会在电脑上。不过手机掉了还是很麻烦，所以 Laura 还是希望有人可以归还她的手机。
So by turn in, Laura's hoping someone will bring her cell phone to the lost and found.
That's right. But what if no one did that? There are not always nice people out there.
That's right.
They see an iPhone, they might want to keep it or even sell it.
That's true. So next, Tiffany is telling Laura something she might not want to hear. She says, we have to prepare for the worst.
Tiffany 这时候非常理智啦，她说要做好最坏的打算。Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
That's right. So let's talk about our second word power word here, the verb prepare. Prepare is spelled P-R-E-P-A-R-E, prepare.When you prepare for something, you get ready to do something or get ready for something to happen. For example, we could say, the class prepared for 2 weeks for the big school show. Let's say that one more time. The class prepared for 2 weeks for the big school show.
Prepare for something 就是为某事物做准备，我们会固定搭配 for 这个介系词，比如说 the couple is preparing for the party， 为派对做准备，或像例句呢也是 prepare for the school show， 为这个学校的表演做准备。所以 Tiffany 的意思就是说，哎，要做好最糟糕，这个最糟糕的状况要做好准备，不然会措手不及。
Okay, so what did Laura have to get ready for?It says she had to prepare for the worst.
Right, so what exactly does Laura need to do if she doesn't get her phone back?
Well, Tiffany tells Laura how she can prepare for this bad situation. She says, if you can't find your cell phone, you'll have to cancel your service.
刚刚讲到啦，手机掉了，除了买新手机外，其实还有很多额外的手续。比如说 Tiffany 就帮 Laura 分析说 You have to cancel your service， 要取消你的这个通话服务，不然我们可能听到手机掉了以后账单爆掉， You might get a huge bill、By that time you'll be double mad at yourself.
That's right. Now we also saw our third word power in that sentence. It's the verb cancel.And it's spelled C-A-N-C-E-L, cancel. Let's find out a bit more about it. Let's talk about the verb cancel. When you cancel something, you stop planning to do this thing or decide that this thing will not happen anymore. Let's use it in an example sentence. We had to cancel the baseball game. It was raining too hard.Let's say that one more time. We had to cancel the baseball game. It was raining too hard.
Cancel 这个动词表示取消。It's usually a bad thing when something's cancelled, right?
Yeah.
比如说像看到例句说雨下太大所以得取消棒球比赛。或是我们可能常常也会听到天后不佳 the flight is cancelled. 这种通常也都蛮麻烦的。
That's no fun at all.Okay, what does Laura have to cancel, though? Tiffany said she had to cancel her phone service.
Service 是服务当名词，比如说餐厅的服务如何啊 ？How's the service in this restaurant? 或是啊，你可能有按时缴交电话费，那电信公司就得提供通话服务，这也是一种 service.
Okay, well, now Laura says another thing she'll have to do. She says...I'll have to buy a new phone, or I'll also have to buy a new phone.
Right. Most people can't live without a cell phone.
Not these days.
So if you lose one, you need to get a new phone. I have a friend who survived without a phone for 3 months.
Wow.
That's the longest I've heard so far.
I had to survive without a phone for 1 day last week, and that was hard. Okay, so phones can cost a lot of money, but just then...Tiffany asks Laura a question. She says, Laura, do you hear that?
What? What's that?
Well, they must hear a noise.
Right.
Now, we know this because the article says, That sound is coming from my bag. This is Laura saying this.
So, 从 Laura 包包里面传出了声音。What could it be from?
Well, what kind of things make noise in your bag? Okay, the article gives us another scenario here. It says, Laura digs inside her bag and finds her cell phone.
什么？到底包包什么东西发出声响？原来 Laura 呢，在包包里翻来翻去。Dig 本身就是这个挖掘。So you dig a hole and plant some seeds. 就是挖个洞，把这个种子埋进去。所以如果你在包里挖来挖去翻找东西，也可以用 dig 这个动词。And what does she find? Her cell phone.
So the cell phone was in her bag the whole time.
What?
Now, Tiffany has an important question to ask here. She says, why didn't you call your cell phone before we went looking for it?
Yeah, they went to the bathroom, looked around the picnic benches, and went inside the lost and found. 为什么他没有先打电话给自己，这样就不会发现手机其实一直都在包包里。
Okay, well, today's last word power word is the verb call. Call is spelled C-A-L-L, call. Let's learn a bit more about it now.Here, the verb call means to make a telephone call or to use a phone to talk to someone. For example, after I moved out, I called my mom every night so she wouldn't worry. Let's say that one more time. After I moved out, I called my mom every night so she wouldn't worry.
Call 非常简单，就是这个四个字母，就是打电话。后面可以直接加受词，表示你要打电话给谁。例如这个例句就是每天晚上打电话给妈妈 ，called my mom. That's very often, actually. I don't live with my mom, but I don't call her every night.
Every night is a lot. I email my mom about once a week so that she knows I'm safe. It's very expensive to call Canada from
That's
Taiwan.
That's true. 所以通常如果找不到电话的时候呢 ，you would try to call yourself first to make sure you really have no idea where it is. 即使没有开铃声，你可能也会听到震动的声音。Probably 99% of the time, you'll be able to find your phone. 所以 Tiffany 就问 Laura 说，诶，你怎么没有先想到要打电话给自己啊？Now, let's check out today's magic box to learn more about go plus V-I-N-G.
Magic box.
I need to go shopping this afternoon. 啊，糟糕了，马上就要开学了。我要买新的扫把，新的磨牙，全部都还没买。今天下午再不去买，我就不用去上课了啦。哎，你问我为什么上课要买扫把，还要买磨牙？哎，这不是废话吗？因为呢，我上的是魔法学校，我就是大名鼎鼎的巫师哈利波特。要去做什么事情？英文要怎么说呢？哎，你可能知道呢，去哪里我们会用 go G-O 这个动词哦。我们后面呢再加上地点，例如呢 go to school 就表示呢去学校，去公园我们就说 go to the park。那我们今天的重点呢是 go 后面再加上 V-I-N-G 动名词 ，go 加上 V-I-N-G 表示从事这个活动的意思了。因为呢 V-I-N-G 动名词。顾名思义呢，它就是把动词给变成名词了，它呢就表示做这件事情。 OK， 例如呢我们说 run 呢是跑步的，那呢 running 比方说 I am running 是表示我正在跑步，但是当我们看到动名词 running 呢，事实上它就表示跑步这件事情，而不是在指动作了。例如呢我们刚刚说 shop 呢是买东西，那呢 shopping 呢就是指逛街买东西这件事情了。所以呢我们 go 加上 ving goShopping 就是呢去逛街，嘿，这样子有清楚了吗？这样的用法呢最常用在哪里呢？在课本里面看到，哎，每次呢都是在问你休闲的时候都喜欢做些什么，就会用到这个文法咯。嘿，既然说到这个，不知道你有什么嗜好呢？My dad used to go hiking when he was young. My dad used to go hiking when he was young. 我爸年轻的时候呢，他习惯去健行。Hike 这个字呢，就是健行的意思，爬山健行哦。那我们这边呢，一样是用 go 加上 ving 动名词 ，go hiking 就是呢去健行。我爸爸年轻的时候喜欢去健行。OK， 那呢我哥怎么样呢 ？My brother likes to go fishing on his holidays. My brother likes to go fishing on his holidays. 我哥在他放假的时候呢，他喜欢去钓鱼。OK， fish 这个字呢当作名词，哎，你一定认识了，就是鱼的意思。那如果呢它当作动词呢，它就表示捕鱼或是钓鱼，所以呢喜欢去钓鱼。 My uncle likes to go fishing. OK， go fishing 就是去钓鱼的意思。所以总结一下，动词呢就表示做这件事情了。 OK， 那动名词顾名思义呢，就是我们把动物词变成名词，表示呢这个动作的这一件事情。 OK， 那呢我们在 ving 前面加上 go 就表示从事这个活动了。例如呢 go hiking 去健行， go fishing 去钓鱼，然后呢再跟你说我就真的来不及了， I have to go shopping， 我必须要去采购了，下次再见。
Now, Tiffany has a good point. Why didn't they call the cell phone before they went looking for it? Or use the Find Your Phone app for iPhones? Now, Laura has a simple answer for Tiffany's question. She says, I forgot.
Oops.I forgot. It's simple, but probably not a very good answer.
No, if I was Tiffany, I would be a little bit mad. They could have gone on some more rides. Okay, but that's why our last scenario for today's article says, Laura smiles as Tiffany shakes her head.
这时候也只能这样摇头叹气，非常无奈有一个这样天兵的朋友。
Okay, well at least Laura has her cell phone
back.
Hopefully she treats Tiffany to some ice cream for making her do all that work. Let's get to our review time before we say goodbye.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so for review time today, we're going to play a quick game of charades.
I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm going to do an action, and Winnie will have to tell me the word power word. Okay, here's your word power word.
Check? No, not check. Call?
I'm using my smartphone to dial a number.
And call.
And call Winnie.
That's too smart for me. I dial phone like this.
An old phone. You might not even know how to use those.
No.
All right.
Is it my turn?
It is. She's using her fingers...to type, and I think a mouse, she must be using a computer.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we've got for our charades game today and our article. You guys can play this game on your own. Find out how to act out the word power words.
Right.
All right. But for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
Help.I lost my cell phone.
Laura and Tiffany are sitting on a picnic bench.
I'm so mad at myself. I have to find my cell phone. I have so many photos on it.
How often do you back up your phone?
I back it up once a week.
Don't worry, your pictures will be on your computer.
That's true. But I still hope someone turns in my cell phone.
We have to prepare for the worst. If you can't find your cell phone, you'll have to cancel your service.
I'll also have to buy a new phone.
Laura, do you hear that?
That sound is coming from my bag.
Laura digs inside her bag and finds her cell phone.
Why didn't you call yourself home before we went looking for it?
I forgot.
Laura smiles as Tiffany shakes her head.
Computer. Computer. Ben uses his computer to play games at night. Ben uses his computer to play games at night. Prepare. Prepare. Prepare, prepared, prepared. The class prepared for 2 weeks for the big school show. The class prepared for 2 weeks for the big school show. Cancel. Cancel. We had to cancel the baseball game. It was raining too hard. We had to cancel the baseball game. It was raining too hard. Call. Call. After I moved out, I called my mom every night so she wouldn't worry. After I moved out, I called my mom every night so she wouldn't worry.